Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are, so just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to the JV Impacts Podcast, where our mission is to impact someone's life every single day. We focus on how ordinary people become extraordinary. And here is your host, John Vasquez, the self-published author of You Must Believe Way of Life. Let's go.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV Podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you land on the Coach JV Podcast, you land on the best podcast in the world. Why do I say that on a daily basis? It is not arrogance. It's called confidence, and you should believe in yourself. And let's break down what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. When you connect your heart and mind and you start to speak those words out into existence, it creates a vibrational energy within your body and you start to attract back to you what you are or what you feel inside. It's very simple, warriors. That's why people who are negative all the time, that's what we're going to talk about today, is the feeling and vibration in Health Tuesday. That's why people that are negative all the time, stuff always happens to them. And people who are positive, they seem to be very, very lucky. It's not that they're lucky, they're operating on a high, well, they are lucky, I guess, if you want to put a word to it. They're operating on a high vibration, which is attracting back to them. And I'm going to break that down at a more scientific level today to help you. I know I've talked a lot about it, but repetition with passion is the mother of skill. The more you repeat something, the more it gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. The more it gets ingrained in your subconscious mind, the more it becomes an unconscious activity, which we're going to talk about. But before we do, if you are interested in joining our Warrior Academy, the November Academy is open now for enrollment. Please only DM me if you're serious about mind, body, immunity, and generational wealth building. We are going through the biggest shift in generational wealth. This is not a program for someone. It's not $98, just so you know. It is a program where you're going to invest in yourself and you are going to see a life-changing journey. If you devote yourself, we have a 6-week wake up warrior, then you transition into a 12-week warrior program, and then you become part of the ecosystem of a group of people who are rising to the top and ignoring the 98% narrative and moving to move their lives to get to a whole different level. It's something like you've never experienced. Accountability, support, community, a system that is unmatched. So if you're serious about moving your life forward, DM me freedom. It is not a sales call. It is a Zoom interview with me. Me personally, I don't have a sales team. I meet with every single person, warriors. And you guys know how long I work. It's very important for me to meet you, to feel your vibration, to see if it's an internal match to me and you. This is a mutual value exchange. We build a relationship so that you can get the best out of your life. That's what it's all about. So DM me the word freedom, freedom_. Like I said, you don't have to feel pressure to come on board. And sometimes we don't invite everybody on board. So it's nothing to be nervous about. If you've ever met me or talked to me, I'm the nicest guy in the world. But I am going to ask you a lot of questions to see what your intentions are and what we can do to support you and to see if the system is even for you. But let's talk about this today. So Health Tuesday, it's important to understand this phrase, okay? Repetition with passion is the mother of success. The more you repeat something, the more it gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. The more it gets ingrained in your subconscious mind, the more it becomes an unconscious activity, okay? The more it becomes an unconscious activity, 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 the more it, okay, that's annoying, isn't it? But here's the thing. That may be annoying if I said that over and over and over again, but you say the same annoying negative thoughts over and over and over again. And what happens is we as humans don't understand that there's trillion of autonomically things happening within your body over and 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 over again. And when you start to realize that your thoughts have unbelievable power, you are the force of a star. You are the same makeup of a star. So your thought, imagine how much power a star has. You can see a star way up in the sky and you have the same exact power. But as humans, we are not taught that, right? We're not taught that in school, how powerful we are, how much energy we have inside of us. And when you start to realize that every single thought is like a lightning bolt, a vibration. And what happens is when we come into this physical being from spirit, we get the five senses. We have touch, see, smell, sight, all this stuff. Everything gets really icky. Everything gets really sticky. And what happens is we start to get insecurity and these powerful negative thought vibrations, dark light, whatever it is, right? We call it dark light, God, devil, evil, whatever you want to call it. There's two sides of ourselves. And the powerful part about negative energy is it feels so good to talk bad. Because it gives us dopamine. And that's why I wanted to get in the mental part. And the dopamine, we get attracted to that. And so we want to get an argument with our spouse because we want to have the makeup, because the makeup sex is great, right? You have an argument and the makeup sex, and then you're fighting and you're looking for attention and you didn't get attention as a kid. So when you become an adult, you do it to your spouse and it's just this vicious cycle. This sounds really uncomfortable when I talk about this, but warriors, in order to reverse that process, you have to be repetitious over and over and over. I'm so happy and grateful for the money comes to me, increasing quantities of multiple sources on a continuous basis. I'm so happy and grateful for the money comes to me, increasing quantities of multiple sources on a continuous basis. I'm so happy and grateful for the money comes to me, increasing quantities of multiple sources on a continuous basis. You have to do it over and over and over and over and over and over until it becomes an unconscious activity. That is how deep this gets, warriors. And now think about the week before. You know, our present gets coronavirus. Everything in the worldly eyes is falling apart, but it's actually coming together because it's a beautiful thing to look how powerful programming is, how you're seeing the same media clip over and everywhere you look. That's getting ingrained in your subconscious mind. It's becoming an unconscious activity. It's making you uncomfortable. It's making you want to smoke. It's making you want to drink. It's making you want to eat bad. It's making you want to argue with your spouse. It's making you want to differ with people's opinions. It's making you want to go right. It's making you want to go left. And the truth is, warriors, what we have to do is get back to center and to breath and taking control of the narrative within our body by breathing. And then once you breathe, I am great. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am great. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am great. I am healthy. I am wealthy. And you just keep repeating the same thing. I'm staring at Kevin's vision board. It says, I am a millionaire over and over and over and over. And you have to keep doing it, warriors. It's almost like mental malpractice because unfortunately the positive thoughts don't just come in autonomically. The negative thoughts come in autonomically. And I think it's because we're designed and we're primal and we're designed to protect ourselves. Because if you're walking down the street and somebody runs up on you, you're not going to automatically go, hey, how you doing? You're going to be like, whoa, what's up? So your mind is protection, right? And what you have to do is you have to sell yourself the narrative that everything's all right. Everything's okay. Everything is happening for us. Nothing is happening to us. There's really nothing to worry about, only worry itself. There's nothing to fear, only fear itself, because fear is false evidence appearing real. Because fear, if you haven't been through the situation, doesn't exist. You're creating it. Let me repeat that. Fear does not exist. If it hasn't happened yet, you're creating it. So if you can fear something, can't you be abundant about something? One of the healthy conversations I got in about, it was about 46 days ago. Some gentleman was questioning me. Let me grab a drink of water. Some gentleman was questioning me on manifestation. And I get a lot of, here's an interesting thing too. I get a lot of questions around, how do you believe in God? How do you believe in manifestation? So I'll break that down in just a second. But the specific question was, how can you, manifestation isn't real. You can't just think your positive life into existence, right? And I said, okay, well, That's a great point. So I love to hear other people's perspective because I think you're right, right? Because I can't change your mind. But I asked, I said, well, you know what? What do you think about your future? Well, you know, I'm realistic. Okay, let's share with me. Well, I gotta worry about my 401k. I gotta make sure my kids have health insurance. You know, I gotta make sure my kids are protected in the future. And I said, well, hold on a minute, hold on. You said you're worried about your what? He said, worry about my 401k. And I said, hold on. You're worried about your 401k. Okay, so you're worried about what? Well, I have enough money when I retire. Wait a minute, are you retired right now? No. Well, isn't that, so that's in the future, correct? Well, yeah. But you're worried about something that's in the future, correct? So you're creating a thought paradigm right here in this moment about something in the future. But I'm creating a thought paradigm about something in the future that's positive. Isn't that the exact same thing? Well, no, yes, it is. It's the exact same thing. I choose to create a positive paradigm. Every time my daughter drives off, she's 16, I say, you're divinely protected. I'm not going to think about all the shit that hasn't happened yet. I'm going to think about she's divinely protected. She's divinely protected, right? The business is divinely protected. I'm so happy and grateful the money comes to me, increasing quantities and multiple sources. We never worry about money. Money comes. It comes in droves. Money's everywhere. There's abundance everywhere. We don't worry about it. But so isn't that manifestation? Well, no. So the argument continued. I just ended it because I understood that that person's paradigm is going to be very worrisome. They're going to probably have a lot of things that happen to them. Their car probably breaks down very frequently, or that the guy or gal that gets pulled over by the cops all the time. I never get pulled over. I just realized that I never get pulled over anymore. It's the weirdest thing ever. I used to get pulled over all the time when I lived in my negative paradigm because I created a vibrational energy. So warriors. The narrative you're selling yourself, just like the news is selling you a narrative, is going to be your future. It is going to be your life. It is going to be your reality, because what's happening, warriors, this isn't esoteric bullshit. What's happening is a vibrational cellular change within your body. Let me repeat that. What's happening is a vibrational cellular change within your body. Look up Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Bruce Lipton, if you don't want to, you know, listen to Coach JV, right? There's doctors, scientists that are now expressing this stuff and coming out finally saying, hey, listen, this stuff is real. Like, this stuff is real. This stuff affects you on a vibrational level. So when you have a thought, it creates a vibrational feeling within your body. That vibrational feeling creates a force field around you and attracts. But here's the thing. When you start to think positive, everybody around you is going to come at you and bring the negativity. And it's a force field you have to fight. And so how do you fight that force field? If you're around a bunch of negative people, repeat in your head, I am abundant. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am abundant. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am abundant. I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. Because you're sitting there in your mind judging them and thinking about something negative to say. Instead, just smile and say positive stuff about the person. Wow, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. You're so amazing. You're so amazing. Watch what happens to your life. Selfishly watch what happens to your life and go around and compliment people. Man, you look great today. Man, great speech today. Boom. You just go on and on and on and on and on and on. And what you'll see is the vibration changes within your body, and you will start to change the force field around you. You have trillions of things happening within your body anatomically, warriors, so you can reverse that. Not the trillions of things happen with your body, but you can help your body work symbiotically with your body and not fight against the nature of positivity, light, and love, right? You come here into this physical world as a spiritual being, light, love, and then we jack it all up, warrior. So let's get back to breath. Let's get back to thought. Understand, what you repeat becomes your reality, warriors. Remember, your subconscious mind is very, very powerful. So what you repeat is going to become an unconscious activity. So I want you to check your thoughts today, warriors. That's your health activity today. Check your thoughts. What are you repeating over and over again? When you think of your goal, what do? You're like, oh, I can't. Bullshit. You can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Well, I don't have the resources. I don't care if you have the resources. I didn't have the resources to building this shit. It showed up. If I would have said, oh, I need all the resources. I need this. I need that. It's like, this wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be on this microphone right now. If I would have stopped when only 30 people were listening to my podcast 3 years ago, and now, you know, we have thousands and thousands of downloads a month, I would have stopped because, oh, nobody's listening. Well, at least one person listened, and then two people, and then three people, and then thousands of people. You know, if I would have stopped, you know, on TikTok when I had a couple views or whatever, nope, now we're at 320,000 followers. I didn't stop. I didn't care. The narrative was that I am the greatest health and mindset coach in the world. That's okay, warriors. All right. We love you guys very, very much. Damn well, don't let me love you more than you love yourself. We're about to go off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Warriors, rise.
That's it for today's episode. In order for us to fulfill our mission, please share this podcast with a friend so you too can impact someone's life today. Visit us at jvimpacts.com and make sure to pick up your copy of You Must Believe Way of Life. Remember, ordinary people can do extraordinary things. Talk to you soon.